I am Planta on the Line. This is thecommentary.ca. Across the continent, we seemingly hear of layoffs and unemployment more often than not. This economy is shedding jobs, and whether people across North America are in despair or hoping for better times, a new book will certainly provide some useful advice, humor, and tips on how to turn the page and begin that new, sometimes unexpected and perhaps timely chapter. The book is called Thank You for Firing Me, How to Catch the Next Wave of Success After You Lose Your Job. It's got information on how to deal with losing your job, how to reposition yourself for a new career, a look at emerging fields, and practical tips on what to do when looking for a new job. Along the way, there are many anecdotes from folks who've taken their loss and turned it into a positive. Kitty Martini joins me now. She is a writer, entrepreneur, comic, and she's been fired. The website for more is thankyouforfiringme.org. The book is published by Sterling. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Kitty Martini. Good morning, Ms. Martini.
Hey, hello.
How are you?
Hey, I'm excellent.
Where are you?
I am in Los Angeles.
You are. I dialed the number, but I didn't look at the area code. Have you seen Up in the Air?
Mm-hmm.
What did you make of that?
Well, I related to it heavily. I liked it. A lot of people hated it, but I liked it because it kind of just highlighted what life could be like if you live out of a suitcase. It's not as bad as you think it might be.
Yeah, and it does relate to these economic times, doesn't it? The sort of what happens in the book, right, and the movie.
I think it just shows you that times are changing, and just wake up, everybody, because things are changing all over the world. And thank you for firing me. The book, the theme is surfing, how to catch the next wave after you lose your job, because I kind of think life is like surfing. You're out there, and you don't know what size wave is going to come in. You don't know, what kind of ride you're going to get, if you're going to wipe out. So I use that analogy on just, like, how to prepare yourself and just be ready for maybe the ride of your life.
As an aside about the movie, we had a guy on from the Calgary Herald, Stephen Hunt. He's been on in the past a few times. He mentioned when we were talking about the movie that it's this generation's Tootsie. Did you? Mm-hmm. What do you think? What do you make of that?
This generation's Tootsie?
Yeah. I mean, I like the movie, but I didn't think that it was. I mean, I just love Tootsie. You know, I think it's one of the funniest movies ever.
George Clooney in drag, I just couldn't picture it. But he looks too good in men's clothing.
Yeah.
I need to picture him in drag. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Is there anything different about these economic times that make these losses unique?
Yeah, I think it's what's different is that, things can change at a moment's notice because of the technology, because of all of the, scaling down, trying to trim the fat, or maybe fat cats just trying to make more profit. You know, maybe they're taking advantage, too. I'm thinking, okay, we could take advantage of everybody's downsizing. We can make better profits by outsourcing and can you from your job.
Yeah. How many times have you been fired?
A lot.
Yeah.
More than I care to mention. But the last job I got fired from was the only job I ever loved. It was, I was writing for an advertising agency, making huge money, had a really nice office. When they fired me, it was not fun. I felt like, that was the end, because I spent my whole writing career getting to that point. And that was like, okay, now you don't have a job.
Yeah. So. You must have not known what you know now. What did you do wrong before in the times that you were fired? I guess these are things that we all do, right? These are things
And we talk about it in a chapter. Like, the first part of the book, it's called Soul Searching, and then the second part of the book is called Job Searching. So, when you first get fired, we kind of, suggest that you just think about, what you asked me is, what do you think you did, in the job? And be honest with yourself. Maybe you really didn't like that job. Maybe you were just doing it for the money. Maybe you were burned out on it. And maybe it was like a self-fulfilling prophecy, too. So maybe it was a good thing that you were fired. I mean, now looking back, I am actually glad that I got fired, because I never thought about writing a, I never thought I would write a book about it, and I never thought that I would be on a mission to help, you know, the millions of people out there who are, A, you know, getting downsized, or maybe they're just coming out of college and they don't even know where to begin in the job market, because it is changing and it's hard to, it's a tough nut to crack.
Now, you talk in the book, you and Candace, about what to do just after you were fired. After you were fired, I should say. What did you
do? Exactly. Well, what I did was I sat in the parking lot and just, like, plotted revenge. At first I cried, you know, and then I thought, all right, I'm going to get revenge on my boss somehow, and I didn't know how. And then I thought, oh, this is crazy. Maybe I'll just, the best revenge could be just success. And I thought, well, no, that's kind of shallow. I thought, maybe I'll just see what what's really going on out there, is that a lot of people are getting fired or laid off. It's a nice way to say it, but a lot of people are in the same situation. When I started this book, unemployment was at 7%, and we thought that was shocking. And now it's going up to 12%. And people in other countries, you know, even Great Britain, are feeling the pinch, you know. They're feeling the pinch everywhere.
How do you get away from that sorrow that you feel at losing your job, and then to get to revenge, and how do you get away from that? Or do you still get away from that?
These are healthy anger fantasies, I think.
Yeah.
I think because you go through all the five stages of grief in your car in the parking lot.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
You sit there and, you know, you're sad, you're angry, and then you're in denial for a while there. You know, and I forgot what the other two stages were. Oh, yeah, but the fifth stage of grief is acceptance. So once you get to that stage, and we also suggest you take some time and go through those stages. Of course, you know, not too much time, because you got bills to pay. But before you just go run out and hit the classifieds, or, you know, just go into like a rebound, we call it a rebound job, you know, go through, let yourself acknowledge all of that stuff, whether you're angry, whether you're sad, whether you feel like a loser. It's good to just acknowledge all of that. Like, just be present to it. Like, okay, I got to get through all this.
Yeah, what's wrong with a rebound job?
Well, I guess what's wrong with a rebound job is like what's wrong with a rebound relationship. It's based on opportunism, neediness, desperation, and those motivations usually don't last for the long term. You know, it might be great when you first get a rebound relationship. Oh, yeah, it's feel better now, I have a new partner. And you might go into a rebound job like that, you know. Oh, yeah, great, I got a paycheck coming. But, you know, in the big picture, maybe it was that same job, that same, it's going to create that same experience that got you fired in the first place. Like, you didn't really, maybe you really weren't a perfect, you know, a great fit for that situation. So we're looking at not just money, but quality of life, because I think, you know, like, if you are having a quality experience, money does follow that kind of thing often enough.
So while you're looking for that quality job, how do you stay afloat financially?
We have a lot of ideas, like, they're out of the box. They're way out of the box. And then regular stuff, too. I mean, there's a whole resource section in the back of the book. It's easy to read. It's websites, and we have a chapter that's called Staying Financially Afloat. And we looked at all the different situations. Like, some people, when they've got laid off, okay, they've got the severance pay. They got a little money coming in. And then another desperate situation is if you have zero money coming in, there are some really quick things you could do to have immediate money coming in. Like, say if you have access to a computer and time on your hands, you could do internet marketing. There's a whole chapter on internet marketing. You can answer the phone for any company anywhere in the world. You get paid by the minute. It's called a virtual assistant. But you can work around the world. Did you ever call customer service for a credit card or something?
Yeah.
Chances are the person who answered that phone is in their living room, in their pajamas.
Yeah.
Or whatever they're wearing, we don't know.
Yeah. It's George Clooney in drag. It could be George Clooney in drag.
Yeah, it could be George Clooney in drag. I would love to talk to George Clooney in drag. But there's also some crazy stuff. Like one, we interviewed about 200 people when we wrote this book on how they survived, how they actually have better jobs now, and it was the best thing that ever happened to them. So one guy, he moved out of his house and lived in his car and rented his house furnished for twice the amount of, he advertised it on vacation rentals websites, yeah, and corporate rentals. So he rented it out furnished. He made a huge, you know, really good profit just renting to people who are visiting town on business, say, for short term. And he lived in his car. So he kept all that money. And then when he did do other odd jobs and things, he just got to keep all the money he made without having the overhead. So I thought that was kind of different.
Did you find, though, that a lot of people aren't brave enough or aren't courageous enough to be innovative like that?
Yeah, well, for most people, you know, I mean, I'm being general here, but the immediate assumption is that you have to live the same life you lived before, only without income. So thank you for firing me is kind of prompting people to give you ideas, tools, resources on how to, you know, change it up a little bit. And actually life becomes more adventurous when you get out of that rut. Like, and we know one guy who, he said he's been through 3 divorces, and he's never been married. He's actually just moved in with people who are recently divorced. Like, you know, people who are recently divorced are depressed. They need somebody to talk to, and they're willing, some of them are willing to let you live in their house rent-free if you just let them, you know, cry on your shoulder.
Yeah.
It's like free therapy. But he's moved into guys' houses, you know, for like 6 months, 8 months, like that, no rent.
Yeah, when was it for you that you found that you realized that this change was good? I mean, for a lot of people, especially people who have been working, like we see this, people losing their jobs who've been at companies, say, 20 years, and so that's the only job that they've ever known. When was it for you that you knew that change, that accepting the change was the thing to do and to get the quality of life, the better life that you wanted and that have?
That's a really great question, because I started to know that this change, after the initial upset and fear and just feeling scared, was when I started to do the research. When I started waking up and realized, oh, I can actually go for a walk today. I can exercise. I can see my family, call my friends, and spend more time with my kids, because I have time now. I'm not working the 60-hour work week. And that made me happier and made me feel better. And then when I started to do the research on all the things that you can do to actually make money without a job, I thought, oh, this actually could work. I can actually, and I road tested a lot of these things too. I did a lot of internet marketing. There's like, you can even, I mean, anybody could have a blog and put like books on there from Amazon. Amazon will actually pay you a commission. There are so many companies that pay you commissions for anything anybody orders off of your blog.
And do you find that we're better at embracing technology and these sort of advancements that weren't here 20 years ago, say, like you know, the internet?
Yeah, I think it's become just as common as a refrigerator or a toaster now. I think if you took your life and removed the internet, you'd see that there was a big missing. So I think internet is essential for making money without a job.
How did you and Candace get together to do this?
Well, I she's a reporter, and she's been fired pretty much from every job she ever had.
Yeah.
And she's a freelance writer, news reporter. And we used to get together every week talking about what our writing projects were. So I told her I was going to write this book, Thank You for Firing Me. And she just lit up. She goes, oh, I want to write that with you. So I thought, hey, great, we could team up and write it even faster. So we wrote the book in 6 weeks. So
really?
We did a lot of research. So I wanted to have a really practical, useful book. So even if you don't read the book, there's a chunk of book in the back, about 10 pages, where we take every chapter and just boil it down to a paragraph and which websites to go see, you know, to actually get the information. But anyways, she asked me if she could write the project with me, and I said, yeah, great idea. I love it.
And moving from one sort of career to another, I mean, I guess career is awfully different than job. Do you find that that's necessary nowadays? I mean, you certainly saw that in your situation, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any edges anymore on career. You know, I think there's there's a book called Getting Things Done, and the author talks about that. Like, there's no real boundary. There's no end to your work or like, you know, edges. He's saying like a point where it's like it stops. So I think career, I think people just do things now. And I don't know, I guess it has to be relabeled or rebranded somehow, because I think people can, you know, we talk about transferring your skills to other industries, because the hottest, most opportunities right now coming up are in the green sector, which is efficient energy. It's all about energy efficiency. And any skill you have, you could transfer it into that field. So, you know, is that a career? I don't know, you know. I think it's more like we're shifting. It's almost like when the world began and everybody had to build from scratch. Now I think there's a lot of things that are antiquated and have to be rebuilt, including the whole infrastructure of countries, like bridges, roads, energy, technology.
Now, I went on your website, and there was something there about a tour.
We do Thank You for Firing Me comedy show, and we have a boss there called Dictator, and he's like an idiot boss, and he walks around firing people and telling you you're fired and all these things, and you get to vent at the boss, and you get to throw marshmallows at him.
Yeah.
So we have this big bowl of marshmallows. You can't really hurt anybody with the marshmallows, but you could really throw. Like if you really put some serious, you know, cathartic energy into throwing those marshmallows, it makes you feel a lot better.
Yeah. and for you, humor, I mean, that certainly helped you, I guess, through all of this?
Yeah. I think you got to vent. You have to be able to vent and laugh about it. I know it's a serious issue, but when you lighten up and you actually can laugh about your life, you come off in the world differently. People have a different experience of you. So if you're going for a job interview and you're feeling really upset, you know, what are the chances of someone firing you? You know, hiring you. They, you know, can sort of smell that desperation.
Yeah.
So if you are light and laughing, you're going to make a better impression on people.
Kitty, this has been, you and Candace have done a great job with this book. I mean, it's just terribly useful and helpful. I'm going to go buy a copy for a friend of mine who's thinking of leaving a job of his, and I think even for him, there's something in there for him. So congratulations on it, and continued good luck, and thanks for joining us today.
All right, well, it was my pleasure.
The book is called Thank You for Firing Me, How to Catch the Next Wave of Success After Losing Your Job. Their website is thankyouforfiringme.org. Its authors, Kitty Martini and Candace Reed. It's published by Sterling. Kitty Martini on the line from Los Angeles in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plato.